Okay, so, a love story. All right, I'm in Kyoto. I'm at this party, and there's this woman. She's tall for a Japanese lady, 5'10", 5'11". She's got everything working. The boots, the hair, flawless complexion, the smile. I have to say something to her. The Detroit in me would never forgive myself if I don't step up. So I roll up. Sima-sen, なんて名前は何でしょうか? Start talking to her, and she acts like she can't understand my Japanese. And I'm like, whoa. I'm not front like I'm just a tremendous linguist or anything, but you can understand what I'm saying. She looks at me and smiles. So this girl. Fair enough, she says. But I just don't understand why anyone would travel halfway around the world to use the same tired lines as everyone else. Snap! Dial! Kora. Alright, good point. But you just stand right there. I'm going to say something interesting now. Stand. And I don't know what I started blathering about, but she says, let's go for a walk. And in a very non-Japanese way, she asked me what's happening back in my house. I don't know. Let's go find out. We get back to my crib, and this is the part NPR told me to cut out of the story, right? Let's just say it was guns blazing. Pa-pow! And the next morning, I'm like, no way. This is how it happens with me now? This woman's way out of my league, but she's super nice, crazy, intelligent, model, pretty. What gives? I look over at her. She turns to me, puts her hand on my cheek, and says, Green-san, I have a boyfriend. Oh. And I knew it had to be something. It wasn't like I had a boyfriend. It's like I have a boyfriend. Well, shoot, that's a shame. But it's been really great getting to know you. And he's in the mafia? The Yakuza? Right, okay, but what's that got to do with? And I have to tell him about what just happened with you and me tonight. What? Tell the Yakuza, hey, it's me and you thing. Nobody has to know. I have to tell him, and he's going to want to talk to you.
No. Dame kora. Y'all keep your crazy games to yourself. She starts getting dressed. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Don't do it. She opens the front door. Sayonara, arigato gun-san. She hails a taxi and she's gone. And it's not 1 hour later that my phone rings. This primal scream, these threats. And the guy, he finally breathes and tells me that I can either come see him or he's gonna come see me. And I can't have the mafia coming to my house. I can't. I tell him I'm gonna come see him. 11 o'clock that night, of course. He manages a nightclub. What else would a gangster do? Of course. I'm gonna meet him at the club and face my certain doom. And all day long, I sit there, no food, no drink, just me thinking how not to get killed. He gave me two choices. I had to pick a choice here or there. He can't come here, so I gotta go there. But when I go there, he's gonna have his boys ready and I'm gonna die. The clock is ticking away. And I decide, you know what? He says 11. So I flip the script and knock on the door of the gangster club at 7 p.m. Someone opens up. I see some minions sitting down at a card table. I'm about to ask for their leader. And this dude, he kind of strolls from behind a curtained-off doorway. Tailored, dark suit, manicured hands. Shirt collar open because he doesn't wear ties. He's got two underlings on the left, two more on the right. Cool, brother. I look at him. He looks at me. And the cool explodes into another primal rage, crazy screaming fit.
Nadia! Nadia! Nadia!
He runs towards me and he's shouting and crying in front of his boys. I don't know what he's saying. And I'm trying to tell him how sorry I am. I didn't know. It's a crap situation and he deserves better.
Nothing! Nothing going on! Nothing!
Why? Why did she tell you why? And then he leans on my shoulder and sobs. Big, racking shudders of grief. And I comfort him, even as he tells me he has to kill me.
No.
See, killing me won't solve anything. She's setting you up and you deserve better.
We have to at least give you a beating.
But that's what she wants you to do. Isn't that what she's counting on? We, you and I, are not gonna give her the show she's looking for. Look at me. It ends today. All right? All right?
So this,
and we bro hug it out. And I'm on the way back down the stairs when I hear him say my home address into his phone, and I almost my pants before I realize he's not calling his boys on. He's calling them off. Now, Glenn, that's all well and good, but why did you tell me this story? Okay, well, let me assure you, there are more people who have almost been killed by gangsters for love than there are Prince Charming stories. Believe me, but you'd never know. The man doesn't want you to know. He wants you to believe that your relationship history is the problem. It's not. So today, from PRX and NPR, we're calling this episode No Perfect Love. My name is Glenn, the Truth Doctor Washington. Set your online dating profile to back in a minute because you're listening to Snap Judgment. Snap Judgment.